Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of an adult white male whose body was found in Garberville early this morning. Around 2 o'clock, a security guard came across an unresponsive man lying at the entrance of the emergency room at Gerald Phelps Hospital, and he was pronounced dead at the scene shortly after. How the body ended up at the entrance of the emergency room remains unknown at this time, and the identification of the victim is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Agents with the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a Blue Slide Road residence in Ferndale, and it ended with the arrest of a 33-year-old man. Drug Task Force agents contacted 33-year-old Stephen Edward Erickson in the 9500 block of Blue Slide Road, and a subsequent search of the residence turned up a butane hash extraction lab, over 38 grams of concentrated bud, and over 17,000 grams of marijuana packaged for sale. Erickson was arrested and transported to county jail, where he was booked on numerous drug charges, including possession for sale and manufacturing. After a follow-up investigation into a string of recent residential burglaries on the east side of Eureka, police arrested two suspects on Friday. Eureka officers, along with a detective from the police department's POP unit, served a search warrant at a motel room in the 2800 block of Broadway and contacted 33-year-old Michael Johns and 25-year-old Michael Stockhoff. A search of the motel room turned up a semi-automatic AR-15 rifle and ammunition believed to have been stolen in a residential burglary on 17th Street earlier in the week. Johns and Stockhoff were booked into county jail for being felons in possession of a firearm and ammunition, and they could potentially face additional charges. Deputies with the Trinity County Sheriff's Office arrested 67-year-old County Public Defender Derek Risk on Friday following a traffic stop in downtown Weaverville. Risk was the subject of a several-month-long investigation into complaints that he had been soliciting women for sexual acts in exchange for money, and an undercover audio wire provided enough evidence for the DA to issue an arrest warrant. A California Highway Patrol officer conducted a traffic stop on Risk's vehicle in downtown Weaverville, and he was found to have a blood alcohol content over the legal limit. Deputies responded to the scene and Risk was placed under arrest and booked into county jail on DUI charges, as well as for soliciting prostitution, agreeing to engage in prostitution, and sexual battery. The Humboldt County Grand Jury is now accepting applications for those interested in serving for the upcoming fiscal year. The jury is comprised of 19 people who investigate complaints against local governments and agencies and is a part of the Superior Court, but also an independent body. Applicants must be 18 years of age and a county resident for at least a year, who is not an elected official or who serves on a commission or committee appointed by the Board of Supervisors. Interested parties can find more information by contacting the Grand Jury Office, and applications are due by May 31st. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to infrastructure and the impacts it has on the economies of communities along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. When Measure Z passed in November of 2014, multiple Humboldt County agencies applied for funding from the revenue the sales tax hike would generate. Revenue was allocated for the sheriff's office, fire departments, and some funding was reserved for county roads. For this fiscal year, $1 million has been allocated to road repairs, and that plays a role in public safety, as explained by County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg.
I've talked to quite a few sheriff's officers, and they talk about their response times, and it's like, yeah, there's roads out there that it does take longer to get there, and some of these situations are minutes make the difference between life and death.
With roadways across the region facing multiple closures, it underlines the importance of having a stable infrastructure, which is a key economic factor in our communities. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office introduced its new employees at a public swearing-in ceremony at the Aquatic Center earlier this morning. 9 new corrections deputies were sworn in, to go along with a deputy sheriff and 2 Hoopa tribal officers. 4 promotions were also recognized at the ceremony. Michael Fridley was promoted to lieutenant, while Blake Massaro and Josh McCall were promoted to sergeant. Nancy Corral was promoted to corrections deputy supervisor. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Crispus.